This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch is big boy slider. First pitch, here's the fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market.
and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes to the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Braylon Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the stripe by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away. Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division IV state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the book. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Aiden Quinter had three hits. Braylon Cordonier had three hits. And Aiden Chappie had three hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125, going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, a good late afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Miamisburg High School, set to bring you this Division IV District Championship softball clash between the Rushi Raiders, 18-7 on the year, and the Southeastern Trojans, 15-6. Skies a bit overcast, some sun breaking through, wind out of the south. There is a chance of showers by the end of the game. A very little chance of rain here early on. Wind blowing pretty much in from right field to third base. And we are situated directly behind home plate, a little bit to the left-hand batter's box side. Southeastern dugout to her right, Rushi dugout to her left. Southeastern Trojans, the home team for this district championship game here tonight. It's a repeat of last year's district title game played down at Carlisle, won by Rushi by a final score of 8-3. These two teams playing probably their best softball of the year. Caught myself, Bryant, almost said baseball. We have covered a lot of baseball here in the last week or so. In fact, on Wednesday night, covered the Layman at Fort Loramie sectional baseball contest, and we've got Rushi against Newton on Monday night in baseball from Rushi. Little diversion here this evening, district title game at Miamisburg, pitting the Rushi Raiders and the Southeastern Trojans.
Yeah, looking forward to this one, Jack. Two very strong hitting teams, and it always adds a little something when two teams are playing each other 2 years in a row in a deep stage of the tournament like this.
This is one of three Southwest District Division IV contests being played tonight. Down at Kings High School, Covington is meeting Williamsburg, and at Newton, Fort Loramie is taking on Riverside. Parkway upset Minster last night.
Yes.
So Parkway advances down to the D4 Southwest Regional next Wednesday at Northmont. Parkway would play the winner of this game in the 2 o'clock regional semifinal next Wednesday. And the winner of Covington, Williamsburg, and Riverside, Fort Loramie would play in the second contest at Northmont next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. So that's how things shape up. Again, weather conditions fine at the moment. Don't expect a chance of rain till very late in this ballgame. Hopefully we will get it through. I recall last year the game at Carlisle between these two teams was very hot and very windy. In fact, it was stifling. So many thanks to Rushi sponsors with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Francis Manufacturing, which is new. Thanks so much to Francis Manufacturing, Francis Schultze, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. I'd like to remind you that Francis Schultze underwrites part of our pregame from storm doors to garage doors. Francis Schultze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here tonight, there are key building components. The pitching has got to keep these hitters off the bases as much as possible. Rushi, extremely experienced. With seven seniors in the starting lineup. Meanwhile, Southeastern, a much younger team with a lot of freshmen and sophomores throughout the roster and the starting 10. Pitching of paramount importance. In fact, Southeastern goes with a fine freshman who has developed a great changeup over the course of her initial year. And McKenna Hoing is in year number 3 on the mound for the Rushi Raiders. So it's experience.
Yes.
It's experience against youth out on the bump in this contest here at Miamisburg tonight.
Yes, Hoing previously split duties with Sophie Francis. So this is her first year as being the team's sole pitcher. And she's done a very good job. 2.54 ERA, has struck out 100 batters in 124 innings. She's very crafty, Jack, really places her pitches well.
And that is so important, especially here at the D4 level. When you don't have fireballers out there on the mound, you got to mix your pitches off speed every now and then and hit the corners and limit the walks. It's those free 90s that will hurt you in the game of softball, baseball as well. Big keys pitching tonight between these two teams, Southeastern and Rushi. Wells on the mound for Southeastern, Hoing for Rushi. Key building components for the Raiders and Trojans. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schultze and Rushi provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schultze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schultze and Rushi. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for 100 years. Four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology, and we support our customers near and far. Thanks to our high level of technological use. Osgood Bank, committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. Rushi Raiders in the blue, gold numerals, gold trim, blue and black pants. Southeastern Trojans in that familiar scarlet, white, and gray. Southeastern, the home team. Rushi will hit first. We'll return with starting lineups when we come back. The Rushi Raiders, Southeastern Trojans, D4 Softball District Championship from here at Miamisburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Yeah. And welcome back to Miamisburg. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Several minutes away from our first pitch, Rushi Raiders, Southeastern Trojans, Division IV District Championship game. I'm sure you can hear the wind blowing. It's maybe 15 to possibly 20 miles per hour at times from the south-southwest blowing in here at the Miamisburg Baseball Complex. Both head coaches, Wright State University grads. Caitlin Blair, first-year mentor of the Southeastern program, having been an assistant for 10 years head coaching experience for Michelle Mullenkamp, mentor of the Rushi program. She's done an outstanding job. She, too, a Wright State grad, where she played softball for the Wright State Raiders. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for the visiting team first, the Rushi Raiders. In center field, Reese Gubo, senior. She leads off. Simone Putoff, shortstop, senior, batting second. Hitting third, the pitcher, a senior, McKenna Hoing. Batting fourth is 5'11", Kelby Dosick. Kelby, first baseman, a senior. Sage Hoing, second baseman, junior, in the fifth spot. C.C. Borchers, third baseman, junior, batting sixth. Shea Hammonds catches. She is a sophomore. She is in the number seven position. Audrey Stickle is the designated player. She wears 21. She's a senior, batting eighth. Jayla Shappy in the ninth hole, left fielder and a junior. The flex performer, Eliza Garrity, in right field and a senior for Rushi. That's the Raiders lineup of 10, including Garrity as the flex and Stickle as the DP. For Southeastern, as the music begins to blare here at Miamisburg, hopefully you can still hear us, for the Southeastern Trojans, leadoff batter shortstop Ella McCombs, a fine hitter. She is a senior. She is in the one hole. Allie Lewis, third baseman, sophomore, bats second. Kaylee Wells, 600-plus batting average, catcher, freshman, hitting third. Reese Wells, who sparkles with a super changeup on the mound. She is a freshman. She hits in the fourth spot. She'll hurl for Southeastern. Katie Tehan, left fielder, batting fifth, the junior. Kenna Morgan, center fielder, batting sixth. Sarah Sulfridge is the first baseman. She'll hit seven. Gabby McNear, designated player, freshman, hits in the eighth spot. And Brooklyn Weller, second baseman, junior, is ninth in the order. And the flex player for Southeastern is Klein, right fielder, a junior, very young Southeastern team. One senior, four juniors, couple of sophomores, three freshmen among that opening 10, Bryant. That is extremely youthful. It's a club that's really improved as the season has progressed. Rushi Raiders, I think, clearly, though, have played a much stronger schedule.
Yes.
And in Fort Loramie four times, Minster twice, Parkway along the way. Parkway upset Minster last night. Parkway would be Rushi's opponent next Wednesday at 2 at Northmont, should Rushi be triumphant here tonight against Southeastern.
Yeah, and Parkway is one of the strong non-conference teams that Rushi beat in regular season. They also beat Covington and Miami East. Like you said, it was a loaded schedule. They had a loss in there to Northmont. They just added the game against Greenville, which they lost earlier this week. So a very strong schedule and a strong Shelby County Athletic League slate, probably the strongest the league has been top to bottom in a while. This was the first year since 2015 that Rushi did not win the SCAL title. Anna won it. I believe it was the first time since 1998 the Rockets won the softball SCAL title. Rushi lost twice to Anna in league play. And Anna lost once to Fort Loramie, who, as you mentioned, had a strong year. They finished third behind second place Rushi. And as you noted, Fort Loramie in action tonight in a district final up at Newton. taking on Riverside. So very strong year in the West Central Ohio in our greater area, especially when you consider Riverside right there along the Shelby County border, just over the border into Logan County. They're always a strong softball program, and they've done well this year as well. Like you said, those two freshmen for Southeastern are really strong for them. How about Kaylee Wells? As a freshman, 639 batting average, 675 on-base percentage. She has 48 RBIs this year and 5 home runs. And Reese Wells, the pitcher, not a bad stat line at all considering her youth with a 3.29 ERA, 133 strikeouts, and 110 innings of work. So this is really shaping up to be an interesting one. Two very strong hitting teams here today, both these guys are.
I like McKenna Hoying's numbers for Rushi on the mound, Bryant. 130-plus innings. She's given up quite a few hits, doesn't walk many, and that is so important. She's been involved in 24 games.
Yes.
24 contests pitching, 15-5 overall record for McKenna. Experienced senior pitcher for the Rushi Raiders. Both rosters being introduced. We'll return with our first pitch when we come back. A lengthy break at this time. It's Rushi Southeastern right around the corner. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
A lot of blue sky overhead at the moment. Thank you very much, Mr. Weatherman. Just had the playing of the national anthem. Rushi Raiders crowd to our left, Southeastern contingent to our right. We are located virtually directly behind the left-hand batter's box. Hopefully the wind does not blow in at us and lift that dirt off the ball diamond right into our face. It's pretty much across from the right field foul pole to third base. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Reese Gubo leads it off for the Rushi Raiders from the left side. Reese stepping in with a .344 batting average on the year. Outfield for Southeastern around to the right. We'll set the Trojans defensively for you in a moment. The first pitch on the mound from the hurler Reese Wells of Southeastern is low and outside. In fact, it rolls past the Trojans catcher, Kaylee Wells, her twin. Second pitch of the game to Gubo is up in the box. Strike on the outside corner at the knees, one of each. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Gubo for the Raiders. Southeastern's got Allie Lewis at third. She's up in front of the bag. And Gubo spanks a hard ground ball back up the middle to the left of the shortstop into center field. She lunged toward the second base bag, did Ella McCombs, but could not make the play as Gubo wraps a base knock. And she's aboard at first. Single for her. Let's see what kind of a game Coach Mullenkamp has on here. Simone Putoff steps into the box for the Raiders, and she bunts toward the pitcher, who's out of the circle in front of it now, scoops and throws to first for the out. Well-executed sack bunt by Simone Putoff for the Rushi Raiders. Simone was hitting at a .329 mark when she stepped in, and now Rushi sends up the third hitter in the order, McKenna Hoing. McKenna, a senior. In fact, the first four in the order for Rushi are 12th graders. Initial pitch to Hoing, fastball outside, ball one on Hoing.
Agubo has been a very solid leadoff hitter for them this year. She was 2-for-3, had 2 RBIs in their big 13-1 district semi win over Newton on Tuesday.
And she's parked that at second. There's a smash, a line drive to the box. Good play by the pitcher who caught it. Gubo is nailed off second base by about a half a step. Outstanding play by the southeastern pitcher. That's the luck of the game of softball and baseball sometimes. The ball was ripped by McKenna Hoing. Fine snag out on the bump by the southeastern hurler, Reese Wells. She wheeled and flipped to McCombs, who just tapped the bag before Gubo slid back in. Inning over for the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the first. Southeastern coming to bat. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Left-hand batting Ella McCombs is ready to step in and hit for Southeastern against Rushi's McKenna Hoing. Raiders send up three batters in the top of the first. Get a leadoff hit from Gubo. Fine sack bunt from Putoff. And then, unfortunately, McKenna Hoing drilled a line drive that was caught by Southeastern pitcher, who turned it into a double play at second. And McCombs bounds to third. Ball was not hit sharply, but the third baseman for the Raiders was playing up tight. Fine play by Rushi. Well done by Borchers. Gobbled it right up, threw on to first for the out. One down. McCombs with good wheels from the left side for Southeastern was nipped at first by a full step. Here is a curveball by Hoing, a little outside. The reason I said it was a curveball, well, Bryant and I are directly behind home plate, and that had some break on it.
Yeah, you don't get this view, basically, unless you are the umpire a few feet ahead in front of us.
Right. Allie Lewis, third baseman, sophomore, hits for the Trojans. She swings at a high pitch and pops it foul to the screen. And the count is a ball and a strike on Lewis, 1-1. Borchers coming off a nice play at third to start the game for Rushi defensively. Is positioned there. Simone Putoff at short. Sage Hoing at second. Kelby Dosick at first. Jay Hammonds behind the plate. Sophomore calling signals for pitcher McKenna Hoing. Outfield left to right. Jayla Shappy. Reese Gubo and Eliza Garrity. Count 2-1 on the hitter who looks at a pitch thigh high right down the center in the middle of the plate. 2-2 the count on the batter Lewis. We are not in position to see the scoreboard, which is beyond the first base dugout down the right field line. Change up, bounced foul just beyond the Rushi dugout. That was a good look at the Hoing change of pace.
Yes.
And it's clever. Both pitchers here tonight feature outstanding change of pace pitches. And that one by Hoing had the batter Lewis a step in front. She just managed to top it foul. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Ooh, outside by an inch or two. Hammonds held the target, didn't get the call. Count goes full. 3-2, 3-2 on Lewis. Outfield straight away for her. Borcher is up in front of the bag at third. There's a little blooper hit in the air, picked off by Borchers. She leaped to her left. Ball was headed toward shortstop, Simone Putoff, but Borchers made sure it didn't get there as the batter Lewis fisted one off the handle. A couple of nice plays to start the game by Borchers of Rushi. Two away for the Trojans. And here is Kaylee Wells fouling one over the screen out of play. She came up there hacking on pitch number one from Hoang. Wells, a freshman catcher, hitting over 600 on the year as the wind blows here at Miamisburg. Peering in is Hoang. Change up low and in, a ball, a strike, one and one. It is going to be virtually impossible, Bryant, to hit one out of the park here tonight.
Yes, it is. The wind blowing straight in at you, like you said, Jack. Nice breeze for us.
Hoang throws, and the batter hits a blooper down the left field line. It is being taken by the wind, foul by just a foot or two.
Yeah, that was a really close call there.
Giving chase was Jayla Shappy for Rushi. Couldn't catch up to it. Was going to be a long single or a double for Kaylee Wells, the freshman for Southeastern, had it been fair, but it hooked just foul at the last instant. A ball and two strikes, one and two on Wells. Here's the offering by Hoang. Line foul to the right. About 15 feet off the line over the head of the Southeastern first base coach. Count remains, a ball and two strikes. Bottom of the first, Rushi didn't score. Southeastern batting with two down in the Trojans' first inning. Hoang with the delivery, changeup, spanked to left. Left fielder for Rushi charges and has it on the run. Nice play by Shappy. As Wells ticketed a shot to left. It didn't fall in front of the left fielder for the Raiders, though, as Shappy snared it while moving toward the plate. Good effort by Shappy. Two fine plays by Borchers. We played one inning here at Miamisburg. No score. Rushi and Southeastern on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Kelby Dosick for Rushi leads off the top of the second inning, and first pitch swinging, taps it on two hops to third. Good play by the third baseman, Allie Lewis of the Trojans. She fielded that ball waist high and flipped it on to the first baseman for Southeastern, Sarah Sulfridge, for the easy out. Dosick out 5-3. Sage Hoang, second baseman junior, hitting from the right side for the Raiders. Swing and a changeup on the ground. Couldn't get a piece of it. The ball and a strike, one and one on Hoang. Third baseman for Southeastern is Allie Lewis. Shortstop Ella McCombs. Second baseman is Brooklyn Weller. There's a high fastball rising out of the zone, and the count is extended to 2-1. Sarah Sulfridge over at first base, outfield left to right, Katie Tehan in left. Center fielder is Kenna Morgan, and the right fielder is Reagan Klein for the Southeastern Trojans. As the count now on the hitter, Sage Oyn for Rushi, goes to two balls, two strikes, and it's up and away, 3-2. I believe the count is full, Brian.
You were right.
Yep. 3-2, big pitch coming up here. As the hurler, Reese Wells, looks into her catcher. Fastball sprayed foul, out of play over the screen to the right, beyond the bleachers. Rolling toward the Miamisburg High School football field. Still 3-2 on Sage Oyn. She has not played to pull in center. Center fielder Kenna Morgan shading her clearly to right center. There's a ball smacked through the left side of the infield, a base hit by Oyn. She pounded that one hard on the ground on a 3-2 pitch and strokes a single to left. One on, one out for Rushi here in the top of the second inning. No score. Rushi Raiders and Southeastern Trojans from here at Miamisburg. Third baseman C.C. Borcher steps in for Rushi. Borcher's on the year at 344. Hoing, who just delivered the base hit for the Raiders, was batting at 420 on the campaign. Initial pitch here to Borcher's, a strike called. Nothing in one. He's going to bunt. Does out in front of the plate. Long run for the third baseman and no play. Late throw down to second as the runner for the Raiders had turned wide at second base. Gets back easily. It goes as a bunt single. Well done by Borchers.
Yeah, that was a nice place bunt. And then there was some confusion between the Wells twins and Lewis coming down from third base as to who was supposed to get that one. As you said, Jack, nobody got it to throw to first.
Here is Shea Hammonds batting for the Raiders. The catcher, sophomore, looks at a fast delivery by the pitcher Wells on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Two on, one out for Rushi here in the top of the second. There's a ball angled in the air to short right field. Southeastern right fielder coming on. She cannot get it. It hits fair about 2 feet inside the stripe. Here's a play at the plate. It's a good throw on one bounce. Out! The Raider is nailed.
Yeah, that was trouble. It wasn't that much trouble. She was a little greedy there, trying to come around and score on that one. But still, Rushi has a chance here as runners are on third and second now.
Sage Hoing nipped at the plate. Good throw by the right fielder.
Yeah, that dropped in shallow right. She did fumble at trying to pick it up once.
Good play by Klein in right field for Southeastern. The key there was the throw, and it was a one bouncer. Rushi challenged the arm of the right fielder. It was accurate. Two down for the Raiders. Runners at second and third. No runs in the inning. And now batting for Rushi, Audrey Stickle, the designated player. Stickle at 290 on the season. Swings from the right side. Stands about 5'10". Crouches at the plate. Pitch by Wells. That's a hard one on the outside half. A strike just above the waist. Nothing in one. Top of the second. Rushi threatening with two down. Raiders have had a runner nabbed at the plate in this half inning. There is no score. There's an outside pitch nubbed, pool cued, back toward the mound. It gets past the pitcher. Here's the second baseman charging. Weller scoops on to first for the out. A batter runner from the left side of the plate might have had a chance to beat that one, but well done by Southeastern. Fine charging play by Weller at second as the ball got past the pitcher. Weller on the assist to the first baseman Sulfridge, and Rushi doesn't score, leaving a couple. We go to the bottom of the second. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
No score, bottom of the second inning, Southeastern batting in the person of Reese Wells, the pitcher for the Trojans. And the count on her, no balls and two strikes as we start the bottom of inning number two. Rushi's had base runners in both frames, the first and the second, but has come up empty in the scoring column. Pitch by Hoing, change up, blown away off the plate. Dropped my head there for just a moment, Bryant. I think the count is one and two.
I think that's it as well.
Here's Hoing getting the sign from Hammond. Fastball outside corner, yes. We're all over that one. We could see it well. So good the plate ump. He was on top of it. I thought he'd ring up the hitter. Perfect pitch by Hoing. You talk about well placed on the black,
yes,
on the outside periphery. So Reese Wells is down looking. Here's Katie Tehan, the left fielder, a junior. Strike on the outside corner. Hoing finding her spot once again. Outfield straight away for Tehan. Borchers up at third, two steps in front of the bag. And creeping in at first is Dosik for Rushi. A ball and a strike now. The count on the hitter, Tehan. Wind blowing sharply in from right field to third base. Only ball that will be helped in the outfield is maybe one down the left field line. Here's a high riser by Hoing, and getting on top of it and fouling it down the third baseline is Tehan, and it's 1-2. No score, bottom of the second. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing. A repeat of last year's district championship at Carlisle, won by the Raiders 8-3. McKenna Hoing's got her sign for Rushi. Fires a changeup, it skips to the plate, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Rushi playing small ball very well so far in this game. A sack bunt in the first inning, and a sack bunt resulting in a base hit in the second. But the Raiders were thrown out of the plate trying to score in a pop fly single along the right field line. Here's a low and in change. It's in the dirt. Gets away from the hitter, or I should say from the catcher. The count goes to two balls, two strikes. It was missed by the catcher. So had it been the third strike, clearly the out would have had to have been recorded at first base. I don't think the ball was fouled, Bryant. I'm a little confused. The count is 3-2. Three balls and two strikes from Tehan. Hoing fires, fastball down the middle, wrapped toward third, pass Borchers, rolling into left field, a base hit.
And that is Southeastern's first hit of the day.
A dive by Putoff at short. She comes up with baseball dust all over her from shoulder to toe. Couldn't make the play. Ball got by Borchers into left field. Tehan on at first. And here's Kenna Morgan, center fielder for Southeastern. Six-hole hitter. Third person up here in the second. Delivery, chopped towards short. Nice play in the hole by Putoff. Snap throw to second. Out on the force. Fielder's choice, 6-4. Good backhanded maneuver at shortstop by Putoff. And then a delivery right on the money to Sage Hoing for the out at second. And here is Sarah Selfridge, junior first baseman for Southeastern. A runner at first and two out. Hoing fires, strike on the outside corner. Ball had some break on it, pretty good velocity. Caught the edge. We'll be able to evaluate and grade the home plate umpire back here, Brian.
Yes.
No balls and a strike, nothing in one on Selfridge. There's a low changeup. The runner with a late secondary break stays put at first. 1-1 on Selfridge. Bottom of the second, no score. Trojans just got their first base runner in this inning. Pitch to Selfridge. Fastball down the middle, fouled at the plate. 1-2. 1-2, 1-2 on Selfridge.
Selfridge is batting .367 on the year, has a .412 on base percentage.
On deck, Gabby McNear, the designated player. Ball low and away. Count goes to 2-2. 2-2 on Selfridge. Rushi straight away for her in center. Gubo directly in line with home plate, the pitching rubber, and her spot in center field. Here's a changeup out in front as Selfridge pulls it foul between the dugout and the third base coach for the Trojans. 2-2. So far, both pitchers have had hitters off stride with change of pace. Hoying, very deceptive. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Selfridge. Fastball grounded in the hole, deep short. Fine play put off. Long throw to Dosik. Out at first base by a step. Selfridge hitting from the right side. Didn't get down to first very quickly. Simone put off dazzling play at deep short. And from one knee, rifled it across the diamond to Dosik. Big, long stretch by Kelby. Out at first base, and Southeastern is retired. We played two here at Miamisburg. D4 District Championship. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
254 hitter Jayla Shappy in the box for the Rushi Raiders. She has looked at a couple of good speed balls just above the knees on the outside corner and is down in the count, nothing and two. There's a ball fouled off the headgear of the catcher, still 0-2. Top of the third, Rushi batting, no score in this game. Raiders had a hit in the first and in the second inning had three hits. Did not score. There's a topper toward the Rushi dugout alongside third. Count remains nothing and two. 0-2 on Shappy. Center fielder for Southeastern, Kenna Morgan, shading her a little left of center.
And Southeastern's done a good job of making some defensive plays to stay in this.
Third baseman Lewis, even with the bag, as Shappy pops it foul beyond the dugout of Southeastern to the right. Count still, a ball and two strikes, 1-2.
Again, that pitch Tehan had was the first that Southeastern has had in this game.
Here's the delivery to Shappy wide, and it's even up 2-2. 2-2 on Shappy. Southeastern, the red shirts, gray pants, at the long red socks, gray headgear. Bouncing ball to second. No, the first baseman leaves the position, covers the ball. Second baseman's at the bag. A little shovel toss out at first base. Good communication by Southeastern as that play winds up going from 3-4. First baseman Selfridge to second baseman Weller. Chappy is retired. Back to the top for Reese Gubo, who singled to start the game for Rushi. Fastball outside corner. Tailing pitch caught the edge. That was a gracious called strike. Raiders fans didn't like it. Nothing in one and Gubo in the dirt. One of each. The ball and a strike. Gubo just under 400 on the year. Dynamite leadoff batter for the Raiders all season long.
And again, she's one of four experienced seniors on the squad that have been around for a while.
Another tailing speedball caught the edge outside corner.
I believe she has played all 4 years.
One and two on Reese. Boy, she's got to spray that wide pitch foul if it's close. That one's too far off the plate. She looked it over and took it. Two and two on Gubo. Third baseman for Southeastern, almost right on the bag. 2-2 pitch. Yep, strike three called. Too close to take. Waist high, outside part.
Number 11, shortstop.
And Gubo down on strikes. Here's Simone Putoff, who had a sacrifice bunt back in the first after Gubo singled. Putoff, 329 on the year, swings from the right side. First pitch to her, a ball. Center fielder for Southeastern, Kenna Morgan, swerves over into left center. Delivery on the plate, foul to the screen. A ball and a strike, one and one. Top of the third, no score. Rushi batting. Rushi Raiders, 18 and 7. Southeastern Trojans, 15 and 6. Southeastern out of the Ohio Heritage Conference. Delivery by Wells, grounded sharply to second, and it's smack dab right between the legs of the second baseman, who gets the glove down in time. Fielding is Weller for Southeastern. Routine play at first for the third out. Raiders up and out in order in the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Southeastern batting in the bottom of the third. Still no score. Hoing is 1-1 for Rushi on the mound. Or I should say 1-1 against Gabby McNear. First hitter leading off the third for Southeastern. 5'10 designated player, freshman. Strike two. A ball and two strikes. 1-2. On McNear.
Now, Southeastern has a 406 team batting average. Hoing has done a good job today keeping them off balance so far.
She has faced seven hitters in two innings. Oh, my goodness. Wow. What a fantastic flutter ball. That offering was a change of speeds like you've never seen it. It seemed like it stopped in midair en route to the plate, and the hitter McNear was frozen, and she looked at strike three called. Ooh, that was special. Here is Brooklyn Weller for Southeastern. One down in the third. Ball top foul over toward the Trojans' dugout. Two other district championship games in Division IV in Southwest Ohio going on this evening. Fort Loramie Riverside at Newton and Covington and Williamsburg at Kings. Bouncing ball foul at the end of the Southeastern dugout. Nothing in two as the hitter Weller is getting around late on Hoing here in this at-bat.
I have a score update from Fort Laramie and Riverside. Fort Laramie has scored recently. It's in the bottom of the third. The Redskins lead that 1-0 now.
One down for the Trojans. Bottom of the third, high with the delivery by Hoing. A waste pitch, and it's a ball and two strikes on Weller. Leadoff batting Ella McCombs is on deck.
Now, this could be a very special season, having two Shelby County League teams in a regional. I don't know if that has ever happened before in softball.
Weller looks at a pitch upstairs, 2-2. That one missed about shoulder high.
That'll be something we'll have to research.
Yes. Two balls, two strikes, one out for Southeastern. Change of speeds out in front as the hitter, Weller. She cannot make contact. She went hacking, but whiffed. And Hoing strikes out two to start the third. Ella McCombs swings from the left side as Southeastern turns the order over. Off the line at third and up is Borchers for Rushi. Creeping in Dosig at first. McCombs runs up on the pitch and takes it knee-high for a strike. Nothing and one on Ella. Even with the plate, straight away in the box. Delivery by Hoing. Swiped out and missed. Strike two. Change of speeds. Ball tailed away like a screwball with some action off the outside corner. And Combs lurched. Couldn't get a piece. There's a bouncing ball foul as she spoiled that one. Down to the third base coaching box. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two on McCombs. She was out third to first to open the game for Southeastern back in the first inning. No score, bottom of the third. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing. Two away for the Trojans. Two strike delivery by Hoing to McCombs. Low and outside for a ball, 1-2. Rushi crowd howled a little bit, but we had a good look. It was off the plate and below the knees. 1-2 on McCombs. Hoing winding, firing. Ball batted to short. Good play, but put off. She glided to her right, got squarely in front of it, and fired a seed onto Dosick at first to retire McCombs. Three hitters up, three down for Southeastern. We go to the fourth. Still no score. Rushi nothing, Southeastern nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Laramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
McKenna Hoing swings on the first pitch here to start the fourth for Rushi, and she barrels one to right center field on a line. It's up the gap, a long two-bagger for Hoing as she split the right and center fielders for Southeastern. She nailed that one right on the button.
Yeah, that's the strongest hit we've seen so far today. That puts Rushi in a great position. Now a runner in scoring position with no outs.
Kelby Dosick steps in. Pinch runner for the Rushi Raiders.
That is Corey Goubeau, younger sister of Reese Goubeau.
Let's see if Dosick tries to move the runner from second to third with a bunt or maybe a ground ball to the right side. No score in this game, top of the fourth.
And both Reese and Corey are the daughters of assistant coach Wes Goubeau.
There's a high foul against the wind down the right field line, curling over the fence, out of play. No balls and a strike on Dosik, who clearly attempted on that pitch to hit the ball right of center in hopes of moving McKenna Hoying over from second to third. Fastball down the middle, topped up the center of the diamond, and McCombs, the shortstop, lets it go under her glove. It trickles into center. Pinch runner for Rushi scores from second, and the Raiders lead it by a score of 1-0. McCombs was there, got her glove down, might have tipped the ball a little bit. Little better action with the mitt. She makes that play.
Right.
Probably scored as an error. Could be a split decision on that, however. Who knows?
And the Rushi game changer did credit that as an error.
Kelby Dosik hit it pretty sharply. McCombs, the shortstop, roamed to her left toward the second base bag, but could not make connection with the ball. And Gubo zipped around third and scored. Raiders lead it 1-0. Dosik on it first. There's a ball skied into short center field off the bat of Sage Hoying. And calling for it is the left fielder for Southeastern, who comes over behind the shortstop and in front of the center fielder to make the catch on the play. Well done by Katie Tian for the Trojans. One down for Rushi. With Dosik at first. Top of the fourth, Raiders on the board, 1-0. Fastball off the plate, throw down to first, mighty close. Dosik gets back in by a quarter of a step. Here's CC Borchers. Hoying, who just flew out to left, had singled earlier in the game. Borchers had a bunt single earlier. There's a knee-high pitch off the plate in. Count, 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Borchers. Rushi has broken the 0-0 deadlock with a run here in the fourth. There's a high and away fastball that missed the zone badly. Runner at first for Rushi. 3 balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Borchers. 1 out for the Raiders, a run home. Rushi in front, 1-0. Fastball down the middle, yep, center cut. Borchers looking all the way, 3-1 on her. Dosik ready to get a head start at first. She is got 1 foot brace behind the bag. Borchers bunts it foul behind home plate. I didn't mean to suggest she was trying to get an illegal head start. But she was in the running blocks at first, ready to go. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Borchers. Foul to the screen off the bat of CC. Still 3-2. Big hitter for Southeastern defensively. If the Trojans want to bring a halt to Rushi here in the fourth inning. Rushi has scored one to take the lead, 1-0. One on, one out, 3-2 pitch to Borchers. High fastball, she's on. She looked it over and took it. Here comes Shea Hammonds with 2 on for Rushi, and the Raiders up 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Third baseman for Southeastern parked right there, about 2 feet off the bag, even with it. There's a smash in the left field, a hard low line drive between third and short. The runner for Rushi, Dosik, moves up 60 feet, station to station. They're loaded for the Raiders.
Number 21.
Single by Hammond. She timed the changeup delivery by hurler Reese Wells of Southeastern. And she banged that one to left. Pinch runner for the Raiders down at first. They're clogged with blue jerseys. A run in. Serious threat posed by the Raiders, who've already taken the lead.
That is Lacey Flippo, who's come on to pinch run at first base.
One of our new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Infinite Details in Anna. Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Well, Infinite Details in Anna can revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will even shampoo and fluff your interior carpet. and give the inside panels and dash a great looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Inside and Out Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's look after it's been affected by time and use. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Phone 937-638-6520, 638-6520. The number one auto detailing service around, Infinite Details in Anna. Some work can be done while you wait. Bases loaded for Rushi. One run in, one out. And hitting here for the Raiders, Audrey Stickle. Stickle out from second to first. Her first time up, looks at a strike. The count is even, one and one. Rushi with a big hit here could break it open.
Yes.
Top of the fourth inning, loaded for the Raiders. One away. 1-1 pitch to Stickle. In on the knuckles, foul up on the roof of the Rushi dugout alongside third. It goes to 1-2. Don't forget, Infinite Details in Anna, new underwriting sponsor. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details, the very best. Here's the pitch, bounce to third, right on the back, the third baseman fields, late throw to the plate, not in time, wasn't a force out, it was a tag out, ball wasn't there in time anyway. Third baseman took a chance, touched the bag at third, initially didn't come home right away, run scored, force out recorded at third, a run in, and the Raiders are up by a score of 2-0. As Stickle hits into the force at third, and Jayla Chappie steps in the box for Rushi. Pitch by Wells is spoiled foul over the bleachers to our right. Infinite Details in Anna. Again, that phone number, 638-6520, 937-638-6520. The number one auto detailing service around. Mention scoresbroadcast.com and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. In a low-scoring, well-pitched game, Bryant, Southeastern third baseman probably should have come home initially. She took her time, made the tag of the third base bag, got a force out. Could not turn the double play. Had to be a tag out at the plate. Throw was much too late anyway.
Well, the good news for Southeastern is they still have an opportunity to limit the damage here, and if they can get their bats going, can get back in it. But Rushi has at least gotten something out of this already, and with the way Southeastern is hitting, if Hoing can keep it up, they're in a good spot.
Chappie swings, skies a fastball, letter I to short left. It's way up in the air. Left fielder Tien comes in calling and makes the play for the Trojans. Rushi is out in the fourth, but the Raiders get two and take the lead. Rushi 2, Southeastern nothing. We head to the bottom of the inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
Third baseman Allie Wells for Southeastern hits a swinging bunt. She took about a 3/4 cut at the pitch. The left-hand batter rolled it in front of the plate. It's in no man's land. The throw to first far too late, and she is on. And the second hitter in the fourth inning, Kaylee Wells for Southeastern, paced a hard ground ball right through the legs of Borchers at third, on into left field. And Southeastern's got something started here in the bottom of the fourth.
Well, we talked about those Wells twins in our pregame, Jack. They're two of the strongest hitters on the team. Kaylee is the strongest hitter on the team with a .639 batting average. We'll see if the Trojans are able to follow it up here.
Here is Reese Wells, the Southeastern pitcher, swings first pitch, bouncing ball to Gubo at third. She hustles to the bag and just barely beats the runner. Force play at third base. That was important. Ball was hit sharply enough for Gubo, who is several feet to the infield side of the bag, to field the ball and get back to third in time and nip the runner. Boy, Southeastern has come up swinging and initial pitches here in the fourth. Another first pitch struck into short center field. Coming on the go is Gubo. She has it shoulder high for out number two.
So that has definitely helped Rushi's cause here, Jack, swinging at those first pitches. Able to record a couple of quick outs. And Tehan had went, I believe, seven pitches the last time she was up.
Yeah, Tehan, the previous hitter for Southeastern, had singled back in the second. Just flew out to Gubo in center. And Hoying's first pitch to Kenna Morgan is a low one, and it gets by the Raiders catcher. Hammonds can't cover it up. It's a wild pitch on the ground to the backstop. And Southeastern now has the tying runs. It's second and third for Kenna Morgan. Rushi leads 2-0, two out here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Trojans. Foul looping out of play to the right, a ball and a strike. Key segment in this game as the Trojans try to bounce right back and plate two to match the Raiders two in the top of the fourth. A ball and a strike. Hoying working on Morgan. Pitch to the plate. Change up low and away, 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Morgan. Runners at second and third for Southeastern. Boy, they will take off running with the pitch to the plate. The windup by Hoying, the delivery. A looping foul down the right field line. Out of play. Kelby Dosa giving chase against the fence. Almost got a glove on it. Just missed catching that. Outstanding effort by Kelby. Two strikes on the hitter, Kenna Morgan, for Southeastern. Significant stretch in this game. Runners at second and third for the Trojans. Two out, bottom of the fourth. Rushi leads 2-0. Umpire flips the mask back on. He's in behind home plate. Signals play ball. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Morgan. Hoying winds, fires. Fastball grounded to put off it short. No, it's Borchers who cuts it off. Oh, it's a wild throw at first. It's over the head of Dosik. One run scores. Tying run is home. Throwing error by Rushi enables the Trojans to knock the count at two here in the fourth.
Unfortunate for Rushi there with that potentially having been the third out. But we talked about Southeastern needing to come up and getting their bats going, and they have in this inning to get back in it.
Here is Sarah Selfridge at the plate now for Southeastern in a 2-2 tie in the bottom of the fourth frame. Strike on the inside corner delivered by Hoying. Both runs unearned. Throwing miscue in the infield by Rushi enables Southeastern to even the score.
And Southeastern only has two hits in the game so far.
Here's the pitch to Selfridge, low and in, one of each. A ball, a strike. Selfridge with good power, but with the wind blowing in from right, it would take a monumental shot to get one out of Miamisburg here this evening.
Now that pass ball proved to be a big part in that too, Jack, which allowed those runners to move up to third and second.
There's a low pitch smothered at the plate by the Rushi catcher Hammonds. Count goes to 2-1. Yep, you're right. A pass ball or wild pitch at the plate, throwing error by Rushi. There's a high one to Sulfridge up in her eyes. Runner at first for Southeastern. The count of ball and strike, 1-1 on Sulfridge. Trojans have tied the score. Each team with a pair here in the fourth. Fastball up and away for ball four, as I misspoke in the count. It was 3-1. And that's a base on balls for the Trojans. And that sticks the go-ahead runner out at second base. And Rushi right now, conferences on the mound. Southeastern threatening to take the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Game tied at two. Gabby McNear is the hitter. She struck out in the third against Hoing. Runners at first and second for Southeastern, which has already tallied a couple. Pitch to McNear, fastball above the waist, center cut, strike. Perhaps you can hear the plate umpire in the background as he barks out the strikes. Two away for Southeastern, game tied. Change up, bounce toward put off, it's short. She charges, has it, gets a throw on to first, out at first base. McNear retired, no further damage done, but the Trojans do not the count. We are level at two. We go to the fifth. Brucey 2, Southeastern 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Rushi batting at the top of the fifth. We've got a 2-2 ball game and a one ball, one strike count on Gubo, who looks at the second delivery wide. Gubo a single, a strikeout, left-hand batter, well up in front of the plate with that right foot. And she slaps a foul out of play to the left. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Gubo.
Now, this is the good news for Rushi coming back into this inning. Top of the lineup here. They've had six hits in their first four innings at the plate. Just need to keep hitting here, and they can get the lead again.
There's a ball nubbed off the end of the bat. It's in the air, far into the Rushi dugout. Good try by the third baseman of Southeastern. Excellent effort by Allie Lewis. Almost caught that ball against the fence. Just missed it by a few inches. Still a ball and two strikes on Gubo. Top of the fifth for Rushi, tied at two. Winding, firing is the hurler, Wells, high and away. 2-2 on Gubo. Boy, she's got to go hacking at anything close here. Delivery is just off the plate. No, it's on the corner, outside edge. Gubo caught looking twice. The last two at bats. Here's Simone Putoff for the Rushi Raiders. Up second here in the fifth. Put off a sacrifice bunt in the first and a bounce out to second in the third. There's a ball bounced toward the mound. The pitcher reaches up. Oh, makes a nice stab. Good play by Wells, who pivots, throws a strike to first. And Putoff is retired. Out 1-3. Here's McKenna Hoying, who lined into a double play in the first inning and then doubled in that two-run fourth. Hoying, the pitcher for Rushi, trying to continue to help her own cause. She's got a two-bagger in this game. Looks at a pitch high and away for a ball. Plate umpire has been free in calling pitches on the corners in this game. Gubo for Rushi, victimized twice by looking over outside edge pitches but not swinging. And she was nailed on a couple of strike threes looking in her last two at bats. She started this inning with a strikeout. Putoff out, pitcher to first. Foul ball by Hoying. Out of play over our heads. There's a low pitch in the dirt by the hurler Wells. McKenna Hoying steps out of the box for Rushi. Now she's back in. Wells winding and firing. And Hoying's foul sticks in the screen above us. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2, and McKenna Hoying for Rushi. We'll retrieve that ball between innings. Last thing you want to have happen is for that ball to come out of the screen onto the field of play. A little number, a pool cue, hit over the pitcher's head. The second baseman for Southeastern runs over toward the bag, makes a backhand play, very late throw to first, and Hoying beats it comfortably for an infield single. The ball was edged off the very end of the bat by Hoying, and it was in a space where nobody could get to it quickly for Southeastern. Hoying is aboard. Corey Gubo pinch running for Rushi. Kelby Dosick steps in with a runner at first and two out in the top of the fifth. The pitch to Dosick. There's a line fly to right. It is foul. Right fielder got a glove on it about 5 feet to the right of the foul stripe. I tell you what, with the speed at first now for Rushi, Bryant, an extra base hit, maybe even a long single, could score that runner for the Raiders.
Now, Corey Gubo, a pinch runner in at first for Hoying.
Here's Kelby Dosick chopping one to third. One, two, three bounces. Third baseman right in front of it is Lewis. Here's the throw to first. It's perfect. And Rushi is out in the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Southeastern 2, Rushi 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Second baseman Brooklyn Weller kicks off the bottom of the fifth for Southeastern, which is tied with Rushi 2-2. We go 9-1-2 here in this frame for the Trojans as Weller looks at a changeup just above the knees on the outside corner. Steve Reich 1-1. 1-1 on Weller. Here's the even count delivery by Hoying. Changeup is in the middle of the left-hand batter's box. Ball 2. 2-1. We're tied at 2. Southeastern would love to get Weller aboard and then move her over with McCombs. Fastball down the middle. Jam job off the handle. Right back to Hoing. She fields on her left shoe top. Flips on to Dosick for the easy out. Weller is retired. 1-3. Shortstop Ella McCombs hits. She's grounded out twice. Third to first. Short to first. She swings from the left side for the Trojans. Bottom of the fifth inning. She's going to bunt. Does so, and it's bouncing foul over the head of the catcher, Dosick. Now, wait a minute. The home plate umpire rules that the ball kicked up and got the shin of the batter, McCombs, as she was leaving the batter's box, striding out in front of home plate. If a fair ball does hit you outside the box, you can be declared out by the home plate umpire, and that's what happened. Tough break for Southeastern. We'll give the put out to the catcher as McCombs, the left-hand batter, was off and running as she bunted the ball in front of home plate, and it nicked her on the shin right in front of the dish. Two down for Southeastern. There's a high floating changeup, a ball and a strike. 1-1 on Allie Lewis, third baseman for Southeastern. Two down for the Trojans. Bottom of the fifth. Game tied at two. Hoing's changeup. Hit in the hole at third. Put off. Roams to her right. Here's the long throw to Dosick. Dosick on her knees. Catches. Good wheels by the Southeastern runner, who beats it by an eyelash. Infield single for Lewis to short. And here is Kaylee Well. She's dangerous. A plus 600 hitter. Tie-breaking run at first for Southeastern. Bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch to Wells. Pop foul behind the plate. Hammonds gave chase. Couldn't catch up to it. We'll see if Southeastern has a steal attempt on with two down. Bottom of the fifth inning. Nothing in one on Lewis. Catcher for the Trojans, top hitter on the club. Hoing's pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-1. Bottom of the fifth inning, Southeastern 2, Rushi 2. Each team got a pair in the fourth. We are even up. Trojans, a runner at second. Two down in the frame. Here's the pitch to Wells. Good changeup by Hoing. Low and in, and taking a hack at it is the hitter, Wells, and she cuts over the top.
And over a 600 batting average for her. She's 0 for 2 today, though, against Hoing.
1 and 2 on Wells. Delivery by McKenna. Bouncing ball to the plate. Trying to get Wells to fish. Two balls, two strikes. 2 and 2 on Kaylee. Good speed at first for Southeastern in Allie Lewis. Two ball, two strike pitch. Pulled foul, jerked beyond the third base coaching box, down the line, ricocheted off the fence. Recovered by the Raiders, shortstop put off. Wind has died down momentarily. Some cloud cover overhead. Here is Hoing peering in, getting the signal call. Fastball is over the left-hand batter's box, wide. As the hitter, Wells, didn't stretch the bat out for that one. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Wells. Hoing fires. Change up, blistered back up the middle into center. Right at the center fielder, Gubo, who picks it off head high. The ball was tagged, tattooed hard by Wells. Gubo had her played perfectly, and Southeastern is retired here in the fifth inning. We go to the sixth, Rushi 2, Southeastern 2, on scores, broadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Broadagum. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Broadagum has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Broadagum can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Broadagum has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Broadagum also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Broadagum. Yes, Broadagum, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Broadagum, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Broadagum.
Sage Hoeing, leadoff hitter for Rushi, looks at a pitch on the ground for a ball. A ball and a strike on her to start the sixth inning for the Raiders. We are tied at two. Close encounter here at Miamisburg High School.
And a score update from Newton. Fort Laramie is still ahead of Riverside 1-0.
And the pitch to Hoeing is blooped off the handle of the bat behind the first baseman. Alert play by the second baseman for Southeastern. Nicely done by Brooklyn Weller as she tracked over behind the first baseman for the Trojans and made the catch in the dirt, not quite on the outfield grass, as that ball was fisted by Hoeing well down below the label, and she is out on a soft pop to second. And the first pitch to Borchers is a strike called, nothing and one on her. One out for Rushi, top of the sixth. Hoeing, by the way, had singled and flown out to left. Change of pace, fouled at the plate. Sneaky delivery there by Wells, the freshman hurler for Southeastern, as she had the hitter, Borchers, a stride ahead of that offering. One down for the Raiders, top of the sixth. The pitch to Borchers, it's a wide fastball, and it goes to one and two. The ball and two strikes on Borchers. Center fielder for Southeastern, interestingly, Kenna Morgan, is well over into right center. Big gap in left center field for Borchers. Strike called, inside corner at the knees. And that's where the plate umpire likes them. That's about four Rushi hitters. He is rung up on the edge of the plate, about kneecap high. Strike three looking for Borchers. And here is Shea Hammonds, two down for the Raiders, top of the sixth. Initial pitch to her, a ball low and in. 2-2 tie.
Now Wells is at 77 pitches a day. That is three strikeouts for her. She's walked one. Rushi has seven hits off her.
There's a pitch upstairs, ball two, 2-0 on Hammonds. Rushi trying to get something started with two down here in the top of the sixth inning. 2-2 game, even up. The windup, the delivery by Wells. She windmills one in there. Swung on and sliced foul over the bleachers to the right. Hammonds has a couple of hits so far in this game for the Raiders. In fact, her single in the second wound up producing an out at the plate when Rushi could not score a runner from second base on a bloop single behind first along the right field line. Three balls, one strike now. 3-1 on Hammonds. There's a strike knee high down the middle. No, it's ruled just low for a ball. Hammonds aboard. That one was mighty close. So Rushi gets a two-out runner at first on the base on balls.
Number nine, Lacey Flippo.
Lacey Flippo pinch running down at first for Rushi. Audrey Stickle, designated player, is in the box. Yep, let's see if Rushi takes a chance at trying to steal a base here. Outfield pretty much straight away for this Raiders batter. Infield for Southeastern is up. Second baseman playing very shallow, in fact. Yeah, Brooklyn Weller is in front of the base path. Here's the windup and the delivery, and it's a strike on the outside corner. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bryant, but we got a pinch hitter here for...
Yes, Corey Goubeau is in.
Rushi Raiders, Corey Goubeau wearing number two, swings from the left side. Looks at a pitch just off the plate wide. Goubeau at 240 on the season, runner at first for Rushi. We are in the sixth, tie game at two. Two apiece. Fastball just missed up and in.
Yeah, Wells really wanted that one. Telling her body language there.
Count goes to two and one on Goubeau. Runner at first for the Raiders. Delivery is a strike outside corner at the knees. That's that pitch the plate umpire has liked all day long. And it goes to two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Goubeau. Hammonds walked with two out for Rushi. Pinch runner for her. Here's the delivery. Swing and a miss. I was ahead of myself. It was only a one-strike count on Goubeau, who whiffed to make it strike two.
And we're three and two now.
Count is full. Rushi, runner at first, will take off. Foul to the screen. Disadvantage here at Miamisburg based on our position logistically. We're directly behind home plate. Good view of the diamond. Strike zone as well, but cannot see the scoreboard.
Yes, and I've been relying on Game Changer tonight more than ever.
Here's the full count pitch. It is grounded on the plate to short. Fielding is the shortstop, Ella McCombs. She came in two strides. Ball rolled up her wrist slightly. She clutched it through to first for the out. Rushi gone in the sixth, leaving a runner. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi 2, Southeastern 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We start the bottom of the sixth in this D4 District Championship softball game from Miamisburg. 2-2, Southeastern and Rushi all knotted. The count of ball and two strikes on Reese Wells, the Southeastern pitcher, who just swung on and missed a McKenna Hoing changeup, which was on the ground as the hitter dived down for it. Couldn't make connection. Here's a strike three called on the outside corner. You may have heard the umpire in the background as he rings up Wells. Good call. Fine pitch by Hoing as she laced one just below the waist on the outside half of the plate. Here is the next hitter for Southeastern, Katie Tehan, the left fielder.
And Tehan is their number five hitter in the lineup. Good news for Rushi as we're heading into the seventh. Chappie, the number nine hole hitter, due up, and then back to the top of the order for the Raiders.
Tehan,
a good chance for them to get something going.
Tehan, a single to fly out to center. Pitch to her, skied, middle of the diamond. Who's got it? Second baseman Ferrucci calls. Routine play. It's Sage Hoing under it, and she's got it. Two down for the Trojans here in the bottom of the sixth, still tied at two. Here's Kenna Morgan stepping in. Brian, I see some folks from Parkway. In fact, one of the folks has got a clipboard. Winner of this game plays and Parkway next Wednesday at Northmont in the regional.
And a radar gun, too.
Yep. Golfing at that pitch is Kenna Morgan. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Game tied at two. 2-2 deadlock. Bottom of the sixth inning. Cloud cover here at Miamisburg. Light breeze in from the right field foul pole. Ball smashed to third. Gobbled up on the play by Borchers of Rushi. Here's the toss on across to Dosik. Out at first base. Good play. Borchers to Dosik. Three up, three down for Southeastern. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, we go to the seventh. 9-1-2 for Rushi. Tied up at two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We start the top of the seventh for the Rushi Raiders, and first pitch hitting is Jayla Shappy, the nine hitter. A quick one hopper to Lewis at third. She fields right on the bag, a fair ball, and she zips the throw to her first baseman for the out. One away for the Raiders. Here's Reese Kubo, who's been called out looking her last two at bats. That one's low and away for a ball. Top of the seventh, game tied at two. Understand a close one between Riverside and Fort Loramie, Bryant.
Yeah, Fort Loramie clinging to a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Riverside has two on, runners at the corners with one out. So going down to the wire in Newton.
Swing and a miss by Gubo. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on her. Delivery by Wells off the plate outside, 2-1. Rushi's had a handful of hits. One out here in the seventh. Raiders last hit came in the fifth by McKenna Hoing. There's a ball smacked back up the middle in between the shortstop and the second base bag. Ground ball single hit hard by Gubo. Her second hit of this game. She singled to start the contest for Rushi. She's now 2-for-4. Gubo with good speed on at first. And here is Simone Putoff.
And put off 0-for-2 on the day so far. Jack, they could really use a hit from her right here.
She had a sack bunt in the first. And then out second to first in the third inning. Pitcher to first. Two innings later, and she is struck by a thrown ball from the mound. But Wells hit batsman. Big play on at first is put off. Rushi with the tie-breaking run out at second.
That'll work, too. Yeah, Rushi, great position now, Jack.
Hot hitting McKenna Hoing, the Rushi pitcher.
Yeah, this is a big batter here. Southeastern with one out, desperately wants that second out.
It's up and in, just misclipping the jersey on the left shoulder. The ball, no strikes on McKenna. A line drive double play hit in two by McKenna in the first. And then her last two at-bats, a double and a single. The base hit here might put Rushi ahead. Hoing swings, drives one to right. The right fielder retreats, sticks her glove up. She's got it for the out. Here's a throw across the diamond to third. Tagging is the Rushi runner. Safe at third. Here's a throw to second. and out at second, but the runner on third for the Raiders heads up scoring. Was that ruled an out at second, or was that a safe call? We had a fly ball out in right field. It looked like the Rushi runner was tagged out at second. If so, that is indeed the third out. And I thought the base umpire did signal out at second base. The Rushi runner was clearly out by a step and a half, as it turns out being a heads-up defensive play by the Southeastern Trojans. We go to the bottom of the seventh, still tied at two. That was an odd ending to the top of the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Sarah Sulfridge for Southeastern hits in the bottom of the seventh. Game tied at two. Understand that Riverside and Fort Loramie tied up at one now in the seventh inning.
Yeah, the Pirates did get one across in that bottom of the seventh to force extra innings. Fort Loramie now batting in the top of the eighth there at Newton. So two close district finals involving both of the last two remaining Shelby County Athletic League teams.
The pitch to Sulfridge grounded foul over to the Rushi dugout. A ball and two strikes on her. Let's recap how the seventh inning ended for Rushi. It was an oddball double play.
Yes, it was.
Turned in by the Southeastern Trojans. A catch in right field. A throw across the diamond to third. Runner for Rushi tagged. Beat the throw. Runner on first tagged late. Tried to advance to second. Was thrown out for what was the third out of the inning. The runner for the Raiders got up from third and zipped home. She was on the ground. She raced to the plate, beat a throw to the plate, but the inning technically had already ended with the Trojans' double play. There was no run. Great change up by Hoing. Strikes out Sulfridge. Wow. Another one of those Hoing flutter balls. It seemed to stop in midair en route to the plate. Sulfridge way out in front, out on strikes.
Yeah, the good news for Hoing and the Raiders here is this is the bottom three coming up in the inning for Southeastern. Sulfridge was the number seven. So if they can get three outs here against this bottom three, they'll have a chance here again as we'll head to Exter's here in Miamisburg.
Another superb changeup by Hoing starting off McNear. It was down. She went whacking at it, came up empty. Nothing and one on McNear. Hoing again, high fastball, club down the third baseline, foul by inches, just to the left of the bag. A dive by Borchers, couldn't get a glove on it. Ooh, by a whisker, it's foul. Would have been a long single, maybe a double for McNear. But instead, it's two strikes, one out for Southeastern, bottom of the seventh, game tied at two. Here's McKenna Hoing on the mound for Rushi, delivering outside corner. Ooh, just off the plate. Bryant, we had a good look at that one. Umpire blocked her view a little bit. He had a better look at it.
That he did.
Here is Hoing ahead in the count on McNear, firing a fastball. Top to Borgers at third. Third hop, she's got it. Guns a throw to Dosick out at first base.
Now batting for Southeastern.
Two away for the Trojans in the bottom of the seventh.
Brooklyn.
Here is Brooklyn Weller, the second baseman. Overcast here at Miamisburg. No threat of rain till well after dark. There's a foul ball back to the screen. Nothing in one. The count on Weller. She has struck out and bounced Hoing to first. 0 for 2. Rushi Raiders in the eighth. Should Southeastern not score here in the bottom of the seventh, we'll have Dosik, Hoing, and Borchers. There's a ball popped to the second baseman for Rushi. Easy play for Sage Hoing. She stands right there, glove over her head, has it for the out. We've played seven full. We go to extras, top of the eighth. Rushi 2, Southeastern 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Rushi Raiders try to snap the tie. Top of the eighth inning, Kelby Dosik at the plate. Takes one low, a ball and no strikes. Southeastern 2, Rushi 2. Each team got a pair in the fourth. Strike called at the knees, right down the pike. 1-1 on Dosik for Rushi. Dosik, Sage Hoing, C.C. Borchers here in the eighth. You hear the Rushi dugout clamoring in the background. That one's wide, 2-1 on Dosik. Outfield plays her to pull. Very deep in left field is Katie Tien for Southeastern. Huge gap in right center. Right fielder Klein pretty much straight away. Pitch to Dosik, grounded hard back up the middle. McCombs dives on the ground to her left, has it. Bouncing throw to first, not in time. Dosik safe. Infield single for her.
And that is her first hit of the day. Comes at a good time with Hoing, Borchers, and Hammonds now due up. Those three have combined for four of Rushi's nine hits today.
Nice base hit by Dosik in the hole between third and short. Good play by the Southeastern shortstop McCombs, but couldn't get enough on the throw to get Dosik at first. And she beat it by a full stride. And the count is a ball and no strikes on Hoing for Rushi. Let's see if she is bunting in an attempt to move Dosik into scoring position. No, she rips a smash in the left field. A hard one to the right of the shortstop, McCombs. She plunged into the dirt, couldn't feel it. The ball rolled out to Tien in left field. And Rushi starts off the eighth inning with a couple of base knocks. Here, C.C. Borchers. Boy, you can bet, Bryant, she'll be putting the ball on the ground here.
Right. She's one for two today. She's drawn one walk. And she did strike out once.
Here's the pitch low and in for a ball to the Rushi hitter, C.C. Borchers.
Lewis really came in charging from third there, Jack. You can tell the Trojans anticipating that.
Borchers, a good bunter, has a bunt single in this game. Two on, nobody out. She does bunt a pitch on the ground to third. Fine play by Lewis, who came way in. Boy, she was 10 feet from home plate. nipped Borchers by a half step at first, but the sacrifice is executed.
Number 32, catcher.
And the Rushi fans excited here. They have a great opportunity. And they have,
and I tell you
with
what,
Hammonds on there, their best hitter of the day so far. She is 2 for 2 with a walk, Jack. She's had a nice outing.
And if I'm Southeastern, I walk this batter. I load him up, get a force at the plate. Hammonds has hit the ball hard, but the Trojans appear to be pitching. First pitch a called strike, second pitch very wide, 1-1. Let's take a look at the infield. McCombs is very deep at short. I'm perplexed. Second baseman up snug, but not the shortstop. Pitch is low and in to the batter, Shea Hammonds, 2-1. Runners at second and third for Rushi. Second baseman in the base path. Third and first a little shallow, even with the bags. Shortstop extremely deep. There's a ball sliced foul. Past the Rushi first base coaching box, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on for Rushi. We're in the eighth, game tied at 2. Shea Hammonds at the plate. Here is Wells, windmilling the arm. There's a low pitch, squirted to second, fielded by the second baseman. She looks at the plate, she's playing too deep. She has no throw at home available. Tosses on to first, run scores, Rushi leads.
And that may be something that Southeastern will second guess here if they end up losing this game, but Rushi able to take advantage of the opportunity. They pitch to Hammonds. She's able to deliver by making contact, and that's all she needed in that point.
If they're loaded, you come to the plate with an easy force in that situation.
Right.
But
they pitch to Hammonds, and she's able to drive across the go-ahead run.
Audrey Stickle batting here for, no, that's Gubo, who came in and stayed in, correct, Brent?
Yes, correct. Corey Gubo back on the plate for the Raiders.
Rushi has taken the lead. Gubo hits a fly ball to left center field. The left fielder going back in the gap. She can't make a play. She can't make a play. It's a long double. Boy, the wind jerked that ball around, and the left fielder, Tehan, got confused. The ball landed between her and the left field line. As she was circling toward left center, it went behind her. That was a windblown double. Tough chance to begin with under normal circumstances. Big hit for Gubo.
Yes.
4-2, Rushi. Raiders strike with two down here in the eighth. There's a ball low and in to Jayla Shaffee for Rushi, which is tallied twice here in the eighth.
Well, Wells has done a good job of keeping her cool today, all through the day, including back in the fourth when Rushi got its first two runs. Critical to do that here now.
Hard ground ball to McCombs. McCombs glides to her left. Great play. Fires to first on the run. Out. Shaffee edged by a step. But Rushi gets two and leads 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Bryant will keep it right here and tell our listeners about a new sponsor, A&D Home Services, located in Sydney. Are you ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? Well, A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. We will work with your budget and your schedule and create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company every step of the way. Shingle roofs, metal roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&D Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate home remodeling, so much more. And right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. 726-2868. Remember, we don't sell roofs. We build relationships. And your roof is our passion at A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew. A&D Home Services, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi has taken the lead 4-2. Bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes Southeastern.
And a score update from Newton. Fort Laramie and Riverside still tied 1-1. They are now in the top of the ninth.
Here's the windup in the pitch by McKenna Hoying for the Rushi Raiders, who has thrown a splendid game. She works the top of the order here in the bottom of the eighth. And Ella McCombs fouls out of play to the left. Nothing and one on her.
Yeah, through seven innings, Hoying has given up three hits on the day, one walk, and has struck out five.
There's a changeup. Belted back up the middle. Base hit under the glove of Hoying. Second baseman for Rushi. Took a few gliding steps to her right, but it couldn't be gathered. But Sage Hoying rolled on out to Gubo in center. It's a base knock for McCombs.
Again, the last time Rushi scored two runs, Southeastern battled right back and scored two of its own to tie it at that point. That is a good start for them to try to do that again. Raiders have to try to not let it snowball.
Here's a pitch high to Allie Lewis, and here's a steal attempt at second. The throw down to the second base bag is short of it. It's cut off by Putoff. It's the web of her glove. Scooped up by Sage Hoying behind the bag. That really is a meaningless run in this game with Rushi leading by two, 4-2. Thought it was a bit of a gamble, but Southeastern to steal, although McCombs has got good wheels.
Right.
And she sprinted into second. Good slide. Safe there. Here's Allie Lewis, takes one low and away.
Hey, way ahead here, Allie.
Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Hoying can ill afford putting the tying runner aboard. Third baseman Lewis swings from the left side for Southeastern. McCombs, leadoff single down at second. And that's outside, wide, 3-0 by way of count. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Lewis. And you've got Kaylee Wells, top hitter on the Southeastern club, over 600 mark on the year, up next. There's a speedball strike on the inside corner at the waist.
Again, that Wells is 0-3. Hoying has done a good job against her today. And then, of course,
here's a swinging bunt up the third baseline by Lewis. It's Hoying off the mound. She's about 3 feet inside the line at third when she finally gloves the ball, and there is clearly no chance of a play anywhere. One of those top swinging bunts you'll see left-handers attempt to execute, and it was done to perfection right there. And runners now are at first and third for the Southeastern Trojans, and we've got a conference on the mound here as Coach Billenkamp is out there for the Rushi Raiders. Michelle is on the bump talking to her defense, and a little chat taking place between third and home between the Southeastern head coach Caitlin Blair and her next hitter. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie, doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins in Fort Laramie. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Swing and a miss at the plate by Southeastern, which has runners at first and third with none out in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Rushi leading 4-2.
Again, Kaylee Wells is their best hitter, with over a 600 batting average.
And she hits one off the knuckles, a flare over short, retreating the Rushi shortstop. No play. It's in the left center. A shallow single. Run scores. Trojans have runners at first and second to run in. It's 4-3. It's getting interesting.
Yeah, that was Wells' first hit today, despite that big batting average for her this year. Reese Wells up here now.
Uh-oh, she swings, turns on one. It's hit long and deep down the left field line. Hooking, out of play, foul.
As you said, Jack, if there's any chance of a ball going out today, it's going to be hit in that direction. And I think you saw the wind help that a little bit. It was a hard hit as it was to begin with. Luckily for Rushi, It goes foul.
This is the Trojans pitcher now hitting. Very good hitter, freshman. Just struck one long and deep in foul territory. Foul ball to the backstop. Nothing in two. McKenna Hoing Ferrucci needs a K right here in the worst way. Two on for Southeastern, a run in.
Yeah, Reese Wells on the year, 462 batting average, 519 on-base percentage. She has 26 RBIs. It's hit five home runs, nine doubles.
There's a fastball in the outside corner. Bounced to short. It's fumbled. It is an infield hit or an error. Probably E6 for Rushi. It rolled up the arm of the Raiders shortstop, and we've got a conference.
Yeah, Rushi fans wanted interference, I think, Jack.
Perhaps the runner for Southeastern stopped, hesitated, got in the path of the shortstop who was trying to field the ground ball. You don't have to make contact with the ball or the runner to be charged with interference. You could delay your step, and that might be enough. I didn't think I detected interference. It wasn't called initially. The officials decided to conference after maybe the Rushi coaching staff alerted the trio of umpires. The ball was tapped to short, and it was bobbled by the Raiders shortstop, and the runner on second is ruled out for interference. That is enormous.
And that may be an understatement calling it enormous, Jack.
Woo. Interference call, and now Southeastern has runners at first and second with one away. I don't think the ball struck the foot, ankle, or any part of the leg of the runner for Southeastern going from second to third, but it was ruled that she might have impeded the sight line of the Rushi shortstop by hesitating or slowing down, maybe even stopping for an instant. And the umpires, after a conference, ruled the Southeastern runner on second base out. She had advanced to third successfully. All hands were safe. Bases for Southeastern were going to be loaded with no one out. Instead, there's one out. Runners at first and second. And Katie Tehan, the left fielder, swings and misses at strike one. Then she fouls it into the left-hand batter's box. Nothing in two. Hoing needs a strikeout. On deck, Kenna Morgan for Southeastern. Tying run at second. Rushi leads 4-3. Bottom of the eighth. Two strikes on the hitter. Hoing fires. It is just off the plate outside, missed by a couple of inches. A ball and two strikes on Tehan. Runners at first and second for Southeastern. Winning run at first, tying run at second. One away, bottom of the eighth. Here's the offering by Hoing, and it's pulled foul down the left field line over the fence. Out in front of the changeup was Tehan, still one and two. Tehan is singled, flown to center, and was out on a pop out to second base. She is one for three as the wind blows hard here at Miamisburg. Important pitch here by Hoing. The hitter Tehan steps out. Tell you what, a double in the gap could very well win this game for Southeastern. Rushi outfielder's pretty deep. Pitch to Tehan, change up.
Beautiful. Oh,
wow, what a pitch by McKenna Hoing. She fluttered one up. It was a whiffle ball. Tehan could have swung twice and missed it. She had time enough to take a couple of whacks at it. She was way out in front. Strike three swinging. Southeastern down to its last out. First and second for the Trojans. Two out now here in the eighth inning. Rushi in front by a score of 4-3. Kenna Morgan steps in. Two aboard. Morgan so far in this game, safe on an error. Out on infield plays, the other two trips. Right-hand batter, center fielder for Southeastern. Outfield straight away. Tying run at second for the Trojans. The pitch to Hoing. Ground ball foul, or I should say the pitch by Hoing to Morgan, is outside of the third base bag. At the feet of the umpire, nothing and one on Morgan for Southeastern. Hoing gets ahead in the count. This is the ball game, perhaps right here. Urushi out, Raiders win it. Swing and a miss and a change up down low. Good tactic by Hoing as she went down with the off speed. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Morgan for Southeastern. Out of the box, now back in. 4-3 lead, Urushi, two away for the Trojans. There's a high changeup, look to the second baseman. It is caught! It is caught by Urushi, and the game is over! The Urushi Raiders have hung on, scoring two in the eighth, limiting Southeastern to one in the bottom of the eighth. And the Raiders take the district championship by a final score of 4-3, having won the district a year ago over Southeastern 8-3 at Carlisle. Do it against the Trojans in back-to-back seasons. Great ball game, Brian.
Oh, yes, it was. You couldn't ask for a better game than that.
Yep, so much fun to be a part of. As during that last inning, we were telling you all about Cutaway Styling Salon, and we'll complete that message for you. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist at Cutaway in Fort Loramie. Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, additional stylists. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Urushi victorious 4-3-8 over Southeastern. It was a thriller. Hey, you won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. And you'll receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets too. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like him on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his store on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Brian, heck of a game. Wow. Eighth inning had everything you would want and then some. Update?
Yes.
Update, Fort Loramie Riverside in the eighth inning as well.
They were in the ninth last I saw. I'm going to refresh that one right now, but you're right, Jack. And that interference call proved to be big. Urushi needed that and was able to take advantage. Update from Newton right now. They are now in the bottom of the 10th, still tied 1-1. Riverside, the home team at the plate. So that one continues to go on there. Again, two tight games involving the last two Shelby County Athletic League teams standing. Urushi punches its ticket now to a regional semifinal. Jack, I did look at the OHSAA website, and that is listed as the 5 o'clock game that was initially listed as the 2 o'clock game, but Urushi and Parkway slated for 5 o'clock on Wednesday at Northmont.
So that's a game change, start time modification. Urushi Parkway not at 2, but at 5 next Wednesday at Northmont.
And the Fort Loramie Riverside winner will face the Covington and Williamsburg winner in the 2 o'clock game at Northmont.
At Covington Williamsburg going on now down at Kings. We will return in a couple of minutes. We'll take a break. Urushi in thrilling fashion nips Southeastern. Final score 4-3-8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Oh, what a game. They say it's a matter of inches, a matter of a play not being made, one being made. It may be a judgment call. Boy, that's what it was here in this game tonight in the bottom of the eighth inning with Southeastern batting. The Trojans appear to have the bases loaded with nobody out. And I think a run at that time was already in, right, Brian? Or maybe a run had not been scored. Nonetheless,
run had not been scored yet.
Instead of the bases full and no one out, interference was charged on the runner for Southeastern, advancing from second to third on a play at shortstop that Rushi did not make. That was a big out, took a base runner off the base path. Credited Southeastern with a crucial out, and Rushi gets out of the inning, allowing just one. The Raiders had scored two in the top of the eighth and won this game 4-3.
Number 11, Simone.
Baseball, softball, it boils down to a little bit of luck sometimes, and it went the Raiders' way here today. Rushi did get some key hits to start that top of the eighth inning. In fact, Rushi with a big eighth to plate two.
I did double-check, Jack, and just to correct, a run had scored at that point. It's already all messed up in my head, but yes, you were right. Run had scored.
That's what I thought. So the bases could have been loaded. No one out and 4-3. Instead, interference. Tough judgment call went against Southeastern in favor of Rushi. Runner advancing safely from second to third ruled out. So instead of 4-3, bases full and a run in, we've got 4-3, first and second and one out. And then Rushi, the rest of the inning, got away unscathed to preserve the victory.
We do have a final from Newton. Riverside scored one run in the bottom of the 10th and beats Fort Laramie 2-1. So the Pirates advance to that regional on Wednesday. Again, they're going to take on the Covington-Williamsburg winner. That is the 2 o'clock scheduled regional semifinal, and Rushi scheduled to take on Parkway at 5.
Number 32.
We'd like to thank so much our anchor underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Easy for me to say. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice as the Raiders pose for photo ops. They've got the hardware in front of them, and they are grouped just to the left of home plate. Pictures being taken. Celebration for Rushi as the softball club wins 4-3 over Southeastern in eight. Second straight year they beat Southeastern for the district title.
And they have them hold up three fingers for three straight district champions. They won the program's first district champion 2 years ago.
And yep, yep.
Group has won one every year since then now.
Thanks as well to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go, Goffney. We've got you covered. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Couldn't have gotten started back in 2006 without the help of LaCalle. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County. And in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and Francis Manufacturing, which is new. Thanks so much to Francis Manufacturing and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will help make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. What a game. It was terrific. As we say hi to the Southeastern football coach and athletic director who just came by. Haven't seen him since the football playoffs. Fort Laramie played Southeastern, as I recall.
Yes.
Early on in the postseason.
Yes, yep. Yeah, great game. Like you said, Jack, you couldn't ask for any more from a district final like this. Two great teams. Southeastern has a great couple of seasons coming up with the Wells sisters coming back and a very young team, as you noted. Many players besides them slated to come back, so they seem to take this loss well. It's great for them to have come out, been competitive, and played a veteran team like Rushi so close. Looking at the stats overall for today, Southeastern 3 runs on 7 hits. The Trojans committed 1 error. Rushi had 4 runs on 11 hits and committed 2 errors. Lewis for Southeastern was 3 for 4 at the plate. Wells, Reese Wells, in the circle. Pitched 8 innings. She gave up 3 earned runs on 11 hits, walked 2, and struck out 3. For Rushi, batting highlights, Reese Kubo, McKenna Hoying, Sage Hoying, Shea Hammonds all had 2 hits at the plate. Hoying and Kubo each hit 1 double. Hoying in the circle, pitched 8 innings. She gave up 1 earned run on 7 hits, walked 1, and struck out 6. And with that big day at the plate and in the circle, McKenna Hoying, a clear runaway choice for your Clancy star of the game. Terrific performance in heated situation here for the senior pitcher for Rushi.
And as you noted, Bryant, Southeastern extremely young. Starting a senior, 3 frosh, 2 sophomores, 4 juniors here today. Closing out 15-7 will be a tough challenge for anybody next year. A lot of talent.
Yes.
Young, more experienced by next season for certain. McKenna Hoying of Rushi, our star of this game, brought to you by Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yeah, Brian, I think we have gone through our entire bank of commercials. Thanks so much to our great sponsors with us all evening long here at Miamisburg. It is a sky shrouded with clouds at the moment. Photo ops continue for Rushi. Celebration is sustained well into the evening here at Miamisburg in Montgomery County. Rushi, third straight district title, second year in a row over Southeastern. 4-3 in eight innings. Dramatic win. Rushi got two in the eighth. Southeastern one in the bottom. Couldn't get it tied.
Well, Rushi, the better hitting team overall today, and that proved to be the biggest difference. Like you described, again, going over that earlier, that bottom of the eighth, tough break for Southeastern to have that runner called out on the interference, which, again, wasn't called initially until the Rushi coaches asked for the umpires to talk that over. They did and called her out, but still, Rushi had a great outing from McKenna Hoying. She finished that game well after that. They were able to get the outs to advance. And looking forward to seeing them in the regional next week. Jack, they got stomped when they first made the regional 2 years ago by Mechanicsburg. I think that was 16-0 or something in that neighborhood. Much better showing last year. They beat Howard East Knox in a regional semi in a close back and forth game. And then they took Bradford down to the wire in the regional final. They're really hoping to get through this year, their third year, and making the regionals.
And the Raiders have got Parkway, a team in the last couple weeks Rushi defeated in the regular season.
Yes, 14-7 they beat Parkway. That was just back on May the 5th.
And Rushi Parkway, regional semifinal, Wednesday at 5. The Covington-Williamsburg winner down at Kings tonight against Riverside, which nipped Fort Loramie in game one on Wednesday at Northmont at 2 o'clock. Don't forget, Monday night, we're at Rushi. Rushi baseball as the Raiders host Newton in a big North sectional match. It winds up being technically a district semifinal, correct, Bryant?
Yes, that is a district semifinal.
Should be a very good ball game, so stay tuned for that. That's our next broadcast. Again, so many thanks to our dynamite underwriting sponsors, A&D Home Services in Sydney, a new underwriting sponsor, Infinite Details in Anna, also new, Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, new this winter, Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, your financial partner serving Sydney, Pickle, and Troy, also new this winter here on scoresbroadcast.com, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center, Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie, new additional sponsors as well. Thanks to all of them for making our broadcast of high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley possible. And we say so long from Miamisburg. Great game. Rushi pulls it out 4-3-8 to take the D4 District Championship. Gratitude to all of our online listeners here tonight. Bryant Billing alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at the Berg. Final score once more. Rushi 4, Southeastern 3 in 8 innings on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.